productive sectors of the economy appear to have put on a good showing in the first month of the fourth quarter, with both mining and manufacturing production registering positive growth in October. Mining output rose by 0.5% in October on a year-on-year basis, while manufacturing production posted 3% growth in the same month, also on an annual basis. Well, to break down the numbers for us, I'm joined on the line by Peter Worthington. He's an economist at ABSA. Thanks very much for joining us, Peter. Let's start with mining. In the previous couple of months, that is September and August, the production performance was negative, and now in October we see a positive number, even though it's just 0.5% up. What were the key drivers, and can we be optimistic for the rest of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, look, it was an interesting print in the sense that we had further big increases come through on a month-on-month basis in platinum group metals, which are obviously a big part of the index, and then very large month-on-month increases in copper and manganese ore. What was quite interesting about this was we had big month-on-month increases in September as well. We had not, therefore, expected this kind of a gain. We thought we'd get a bit of a pullback, but in the end, we had a 3.3% month-on-month gain overall, and that was, as you pointed out, equivalent to a 0.5% year-on-year gain. But it was off a very high base last year. So I think it was really a good print. We had been expecting a 4.1% year-on-year contraction, and the consensus forecast was also looking for a contraction year-on-year. As to what it's going to look like for the rest of the year, look, we have some strikes going on at Goldfields, a couple of mines in the country that I think are going to knock gold production. And at the end of the day, sort of growth in this sector really depends on the willingness of mines to mining houses to invest and expand production. We've actually had the Mineral Resources Minister give the mines a lot of what they've been asking for in terms of regulatory certainty and policy clarity. Hmm. And I think we just need to wait to see whether they start to really seriously ratchet up their investment.
Barring those strikes at Goldfields, which obviously do play a role, what's the story with the gold mining sector? Because we've seen that production has been going down on a consecutive basis.
Yeah, although this particular monthly print was surprisingly good. It appeared to rise 3.6% month-on-month after seasonal adjustment. I wasn't expecting that. But the big challenge for South Africa's gold industry is that the ore bodies are getting deeper and they're getting less concentrated. So you have to mill a lot more rock for each ounce of gold, and it's much further under the ground, so it's much more expensive to mine. And we also have, of course, big increases coming through in salaries and electricity costs as well, which are another important cost for mining companies. Hmm. So there is quite a squeeze on the gold mining industry. I was quite struck by the employment statistics that came out this morning, where we saw that the biggest year-on-year wage increases were coming through in the mining sector, 8.2% year-on-year. So that's something that the gold mining companies will not be too happy about.
What's the story with mineral prices? What are you seeing there?
Well, I think it really depends what mineral we're talking about. The industrial minerals are probably going to remain fairly contained, I should think, given that we're looking at some slowdown coming through in global growth and possibly slowdown in China as well. We're all familiar with the idea that the sort of the ceaseless hunger, Chinese hunger for commodities was really behind the super cycle commodity price boom that we'd enjoyed over the past few years, but I think that that's largely drawn to a close now.
Hmm. And then taking a look at the manufacturing sector, production up 3% year on year in October, positive number. What was attributed to that?
Yeah, very good number. Again, much stronger than we or consensus expected. But unlike mining, it wasn't terribly broadly based. So when I looked at the sectoral details for the manufacturing production print, what we saw was a very strong increase come through in the petrochemicals, petroleum products sector. So that's a 7.9% month-on-month increase, and that's 9.2% of the index. And then we had manufacturing of port goods, so motor vehicles, but also I think the trains, and that rose 4.4% month-on-month after seasonal adjustment. And that part is around 7% of the index. So the gains that we had in the manufacturing sector were quite sort of narrowly based. And you see other important sectors in there, for example, foodstuffs, which were about a quarter of the total index, and they were pretty flat overall. Ferrous metals were also flat.
The PMI report, which you guys sponsor, it doesn't really give us a sense that the manufacturing sector is going to perform, shoot the lights out, because it's very volatile and it seems to struggle to get above that neutral 50-point level. What sort of things do you think need to happen in order for that to, to shoot through the 50 level, which will denote growth in the sector?
Yeah, so look, I would say about that, we've had, as you noted, this terrific divergence between what the PMIs suggest and then the actual output numbers that we have got for this month in particular, because the PMI for the month of October was a 16-month low of 42.4. So a big divergence there. But it may be that with the PMIs, the respondents aren't really reporting so much what their production volumes are, but are giving a little bit more of a sentiment answer. I think the manufacturing sector could do quite well, but again, it's going to require policy certainty from the South African government and a commitment of South African business to invest in this economy. And in some ways, businesses are in a little bit of a wait-and-see mode pending the elections that are coming in May next year. So again, like mining, we'll get really strong growth if businesses start to invest. We don't have a terrifically strong global support for that investment right now, but if we did get greater certainty come through in South Africa, I think there are probably a number of them that have pent up investment plans and they're just waiting to see.
All right, Peter, let's hope for the best. Thank you very much. That was Peter Worthington. He's an economist at APSA.